Welcome to your September reading, and this is card reading number two. So it's really interesting with this is the second bundle I've read for, and I only turn the cards over, like I always say, when I'm about to read. But God, the energy is really light. Like the first bundle was light, this bundle is light. So I'd be interested to see what the next bundle will be. And if you've chosen this, I think it kind of fits in with the lightening of energies that we're having right now, because in July and August, they were pretty intense. Hopefully you weren't affected by them. But if you were, just know that things are definitely lightening and moving in a better direction. And for you particularly picking this bundle, this is a month about really getting to a place where things start to ease up for you in more ways than one. And with the Justice card here, I always feel justice is about getting to a space where you're rewarded for like all of your hard work. But things that probably should have happened for you a while ago, or, you know, you've been waiting for something to change, whether it's just a change of energy or a change of direction in your life, or just something to come good for a change. This month really feels like that's happening for you. So I feel like anyone who's picked this, if you're listening now, that you probably have been through some intensity over the last few months. And it just feels like this is kind of the culmination. By the end of August, you were like, oh God, is this going to shift? And we're showing now in September it is. And actually, you know, whilst this reading is for the month ahead, I do feel that this energy of justice will probably last into around the middle of December time. So there is a lovely energetic space now for you between now and the end of the year that would be nice for you to utilize as well. And justice to me is always about things being made right, you know. So whether that's situations that you've been in that haven't served you, that they start to become better, or situations you've had to let go of and something better comes in its place, this feels like the month that has the opportunity to do it. But this month is also like a slower paced month from an energetic standpoint. So what I would feel for you is, because justice is coming in, is you probably need an element of recuperation as well. There's a place, a part of just kind of saying, right, I'm not going to make major decisions in September. I'm just going to have a month where I'm going to replenish myself, or I'm going to put some time back into myself and energy back into myself again. It does feel like your physical body really needs an uplift at the moment. But beside that, we also have the Ace of Pentacles. Now, Ace of Pentacles is a really, really good card around finance and around good opportunity coming in through finance. But it always, for me as well, Ace of Pentacles, it can be a card around property. So if any of you listening, I should say, are wanting something to move around property or something around finance, I do think you're going to probably get some news around that this month. Again, it mightn't always happen in the month, but the change mightn't happen, but the news, if it happens, or, you know, you're getting towards that. So that does feel really, really strong. But separately to that as well, aces are all about new beginnings. So this just feels like something really new. It's like, I don't know, it's like when I'm looking at this, I'm seeing you step over like a line, and it's like looking back at the last number of months, and you're like, okay, we're just going to close that down and I'm ready to move on. There is this sense of being really, really ready for something new, something different. You're just ready to go. And actually, in seeing that, that links in perfectly with the topic we're covering this month about taking your next steps. And then we look at your angel card, and I mean, what a fabulous card around new beginnings as well, because creative project came out. Now, I pick all of these cards randomly, I don't look at them, like I said, so I always find that angel cards will always reflect what has come out in tarot. It just always happens. But if you look there, the swirling of that energy coming down from above, down into that, the top of that lady's head, and then like she's playing the harp, and then all this energy is coming from the angelic realm. I mean, that to me just sums up the power of our soul and the soul energy that we literally bring into our bodies and into ourselves and out. And for any of you who are also members of the spirituality membership, we're doing our whole month this month is around manifesting, but manifesting with the new energies, because manifesting has changed a lot. So, and for any of you, the majority of you aren't in the new membership, what I would say about manifesting is, just to kind of quickly say it, is that we are moving away from this idea of like, oh, if I think positively, it'll happen. You know, there's a lot more to it than that. So don't put yourself under so much pressure. What I feel is, and I put a post on Instagram and Facebook the other day about this, it's like your soul is speaking. Your soul is the all-encompassing. It's that white energy that's floating down through that card. It's all around you and you're bringing it in to you. So then your soul's voice, which is your intuition, then is speaking to you, and then you send that energy out as an extension of yourself and send it out to everything you wish to create and manifest through your creative self. Okay, so I just love that this card has come out. I have never actually really seen this card properly. And it says your soul longs to express itself in creative ways, and we're guiding you to infuse artistry and creativity into your life. Creative expression makes you feel alive and excited and reignites passion towards your life. So for me, this is that the next steps. It's getting started on where you're going, but doing it through creative energy. And it when we look at manifesting in this new way, as opposed to like, oh, there's something out there in the distance and I want to bring it into me, it's no, hang on a sec, this exists already. It's just an extension of me outside here. So how do I bring my soul energy through me and out of me? And that's something that you can look at doing over this month as well of September. So really good month ahead, I feel. It just feels like you can breathe a little bit here. The justice is like, okay, things will work out, and just let it happen. Even if you don't feel like it's going to happen. And I'll talk to you really soon.